Barfi, a movie with multiple personality disorder. Barfi is a mixed genre movie. To name a few of the genres this movie mixes: romance, comedy, fantasy, musical, reality, and thriller. To add a touch of realism, the cute as hell deaf-mute autistic protagonists go through extended feelings of puppy love, steeping like tea bags in a saccharine-sweetened cup of music. Wait, that's not realistic enough, you ask? Why go for mixed genre? It is believed that the audience is bored to tears with the constant churning of Bollywood masala and is massively attracted to formula-breaking genres. Thus, mixing primary genres creates a bold new genre in this endless palette of creativity. And what's wrong with mixing genres? The storyline, the character development, the revelations, and other structural features of storytelling get diluted when genres are mixed. One, as in this case, the massive editing, shuffling, and flashbacks that a thriller genre requires comes in the way of a simplistic, lineal, romantic genre film. Two, the comical escapades come in the way of serious reality and portrayal of, say, autism. Three, the loopy and thickly layered blob of accordion music continuously shatters the world of the deaf-mute protagonist, and hence, there is absolutely no concept of his point of view. Four, the protagonist keeps excellent timing for all the song and dance numbers, defying the deaf-mute role given him, thus shattering the reality genre and switching into either comical farce or pure fantasy. Five, it is difficult to splice reality and fantasy together if you truly want to highlight the rigid firewall separation between the two and underscore the futility of that fantasy. If that's not your intent, then it becomes a reality fantasy farce. Barfi borderlines on this genre where the message of reality is much less important than the fantasy you escape into. Six, the cameraman does a fantastic job of capturing a misty Darjeeling from an era gone by. It's a fantasy we escape into very comfortably, where the toy train stops for accidental pedestrians and does not kill jaywalkers, where the comical hero never gets injured no matter how many resounding metallic lamppost head knocks he has had. There are two fundamental Indian tests that the movie successfully clears: time pass and paisa vasool, for which undeniably the movie is a must-watch. I could clearly watch my steps on my way out of the dark theater simply lit by the audience afterglow. And this is possibly the only critical movie review you will read, as it is against national pride to criticize movies that have been selected as representation of Bollywood creativity for an Oscar.